The jobs report came out lower than expected, but yeah, there is a but. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 3rd day of May. Thanks for being here. In other news, speaking of jobs, there's a change going on in who's getting hired and who are still looking for jobs. Things are changing for tax credits and the EV market, and it's about time. Aetna has reached a settlement, think LGBTQ, Walgreens and candy and TikTok, oh my. We've got the Wall Street Report, and families are taking some time to get away from it all. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are with us again today. Want to reach us over on X, formerly Twitter? It is at @IOB_NewsHour. Economists had expected the April jobs report to show that U.S. employers added 235,000 jobs. However, the real number was 175,000 jobs, and that is a big decrease from March when we saw 315,000 new jobs from U.S. employers. By the way, the unemployment rate also ticked up to 3.9%. In addition, April's average hourly earnings also rose less than expected. The report suggests the Federal Reserve's aggressive streak of rate hikes may finally be cooling the pace of hiring and, in turn, the economy. Wall Street cheered the lower number in the hope that the central bank would take a hard look at cutting the prime lending rate. The bottom line is that we're in a tight spot. The hope is the economy and hiring will cool inflation without tipping the U.S. into a recession. Two words, yeah, you've heard them many times. Stay tuned. Now, there's been a subtle shift in what workers are being hired and who is still out there waiting for a gig. Simply put, the trades are hot, and employers are seeking individuals not so much for what they studied in school, but for what they can actually do. All of this means that traditional white-collar workers are in less demand than, say, a welder, plumber, electrician, a skilled trade worker. White-collar employees face a tough job market characterized by layoffs, hiring freezes, fewer openings, ghost job postings, and slowed headcount growth across multiple sectors. However, we still need to get things done. And young people are coming to realize that they can make a great income without loads of college debt, especially if they look to the trades and the unions who will train them and pay them at the same time. Wall Street cheered the lower job numbers, and investors are now betting the Fed will cut rates sooner than later. Those stunning numbers from today are coming at you in just a bit. As we've reported in the past, sales of electric vehicles have gone stagnant as manufacturers focus on hybrids. Now the government has noticed all of this, and some rules are being changed. The Associated Press is reporting that the government on Friday loosened some rules governing electric vehicle tax credits, potentially making more EVs eligible for credits up to $7,500. The Treasury Department announced final regulations for the credits under the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, giving automakers more time to comply with some provisions about where battery minerals can come from. The credits once again range from $3,750 to $7,500 for new EVs, and there's also a $4,000 credit for used ones. Qualifying for the credits depends on a person's income, the price of the vehicle, and requirements related to battery makeup and minerals that get tougher every year. To get the credits, EVs must be assembled in North America. Some plug-in hybrids can also qualify. Now, under the final rule, small amounts of graphite and other minerals used in batteries would be exempt from the restriction until 2027, because their country of origin is nearly impossible to trace, said officials. Without the exemption, some vehicles that met nearly all of the requirements could get knocked out of tax credit eligibility due to tiny, tiny amounts that could not be traced. So now the government's back into this and says, okay, look, we're going to change the rules a little bit. So now might just be the time to get that credit and that new EV. It's a $2 million settlement. The AP is reporting that Aetna has agreed to settle a lawsuit that accused the health insurer of discriminating against LGBTQ plus customers in need of fertility treatment. Under the deal that was announced on Friday, the insurer will make coverage of artificial insemination standard for all customers nationally and work to ensure that patients have equal access to more expensive in vitro fertilization procedures. Aetna, the health insurance arm of CVS Health Corporation, covers nearly 19 million people with commercial coverage, including employer-sponsored health insurance. The insurer will set aside a $2 million fund to reimburse people who had coverage from some of its commercial insurance plans in New York and were denied reimbursement for artificial insemination. All right, so what's the hot new item today? How about this? Gummy mango candy over at Walgreens. CBS News is reporting the pharmacy chain said it's ramping up production of Walgreens Nice gummy mango peelable candy and limiting online sales to one bag per customer due to high demand for the squishy treats, all fed by social media. What happened was that TikTokers discovered the candies in January, and before long, the products were all the rage. In one video on the platform, a TikToker describes picking up a bag of the candy at a Walgreens after seeing it all over social media. Walgreens is increasing inventory for the mango-flavored product to 8,000 stores on May 22nd. A new peelable banana gummy will launch in 5,700 stores on the same day, also selling for $1.99 a bag. Now you know what the hot new thing is out there, and it's from, of all places, Walgreens. It was a wild day on Wall Street as investors bought the house and the car. On Friday, the Dow gained a whopping 450 points to close out the week at 38,675, while the NASDAQ picked up 315 points to finish the day at 16,156, and the S&P 500 added 63 points to end the Friday trade at 5127. Apple stock jumped almost 6% as the day ended following the company's better-than-feared second-quarter earnings report. West Texas Intermediate crude continued its free fall, off by 92 cents to $78.03 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.497%. And finally, there is this, and this is about how families are taking some time just to get away. Along with more flexible work, the pandemic has fueled the rise of the family gap year. Working adults wanting to escape the stress of American life are traveling for extended periods with the kids while they're still young enough to value their parents' company. That all changes, I think, at about age 13, by the way. In fact, travel with immediate family has become the top industry trend, according to travel network Virtuoso. Services are springing up to help plan all of these escapes. Especially popular is regenerative tourism. What's that? Well, it involves work and education aligned with sustainability goals like access to clean water or gender equity. Wow. And that's a wrap. Oh, and a reminder, we're back with Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review this Sunday at noon. Noon Central, that is, some of the big business news stories of the past week, along with a powerful conversation with author Austin Frerich, who has recently authored the book Barons, Money, Power, and the Corruption of America's Food Industry, and he names names. It is a stunning read, and Austin will be with us this Sunday, Noon Central, on News Talk 1540, KXEL, and yes, we do stream. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.